LaMarcus Aldridge scored 23 and Marcus Camby grabbed 22 rebounds. The Trailblazers cooled off the Grizzlies last night, 97-84. Camby says this was a nice win over a hot team.
Put together a solid 48 minutes. And, you know, considering the opponent and, you know, them riding a seven-game, you know, win streak. So it was definitely a good win.
You heard it. Memphis had their winning streak stopped at seven. Jamal Crawford netted 15 points off the bench for Portland. They've won the first two in their three games in three-night stretch. They finished that off tonight at Golden State. Catch it here on KBND. It's a 7:30 tip. Other winners in the NBA yesterday: New York, Orlando, Miami, and Toronto in a short schedule. And the Blazers and Nicholas Batum are on a deadline. Portland and the small forward must agree to a contract extension by 9 o'clock tonight, or Batum will become a restricted free agent at the end of the season. The team has repeatedly said Batum is a building block for the future. Batum says he's hopeful an agreement will be reached, but is prepared to accept whatever happens. Prospects who've already committed say they are sticking with the Ducks right now, but an expert says Kelly's flirtation with the NFL might hurt recruiting in the long run. ESPN recruiting analyst Jeremy Crabtree says Kelly will now have to address the question with every new recruit and their parents, and he says opposing coaches will now be able to use it against Oregon in future recruiting. Thousands of people expected to travel to Penn State to pay their respects to former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno this morning. Public viewings will be held today at the Pascagoula Spiritual Center. Paterno lost his battle with lung cancer on Sunday at the age of 85. A public memorial will also be held tomorrow. And Prince Fielder is heading to Motown. According to multiple reports, the Detroit Tigers have agreed to a 9-year, $214 million contract with free agent first baseman Prince Fielder, pending a physical. Washington Nationals were thought to be the front runner to land the top remaining free agent, but the Tigers stepped in after losing catcher Victor Martinez to recent knee surgery. Martinez tore an ACL during conditioning and will miss the entire 2012 season. Of course, Prince Fielder used to hang around Detroit when his father, Cecil, was an all-star first baseman there. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.